starting to drain, then we have to make some scientific solutions to this. Say God is acting, God is not acting, that's not practical. I'm going to make some solutions, like irrigation.
God helps those who help themselves.
Don't bring problem now. No answer is possible.
Well, people are falsely thinking themselves to be independent of God.
No, and it is called then try to understand myself. It doesn't intelligent.
Actually, it's not a fact that by relying on science one can solve one's problems when you're dealing with...
No, what they have solved. What they have solved, first of all.
They haven't solved anything.
Yes.
Just like, say here's a field, and it's full of wood. So a farmer comes and he cuts down the trees and then he plants grain, and then it comes up his wheat. They say, well, God did not do it, I did it. So his proposal is that under such circumstances, how is the idea of God practical?
So, then practically, if God could not have given you this land, then what is king of killing? Can you kill in the sky, in the earth? So who has given you the land? You are very practical, what a very great. Can you manifest this land? Can you? Then, God comes. Immediately. What is this water? Can you manufacture water? What is this air? Can you manufacture? What is this fire? Everything. There is God.
But then he may say, but what is the use? Because someone who is atheist and someone who is God conscious, sometimes it is found that the
atheist will suffer. Just like anyone who is outlaw does not believe in the government's law. He will suffer. If somebody says, I don't care for government laws, then he suffers. Aṅkāra vimudātmā kattāham iti vantmata. He's a rascal. He may say so, like madman. But I don't care for government and government laws. But naturally he'll punish. He'll be put into jail and suffer. That he cannot tell. He may, with empty words, he can say, I don't care for government. But does it mean that he can escape the government laws? Very natural. Government will see that here is a lunatic rascal, put him into the jail. That's all. Is it not? Is it not practical?
You can also, yes. But it's a difference. You are also, you have to fire.
That is another thing, you and me. But we are talking of government laws. Because you will be punished, I will be punished, that is different. Anyone will be punished. There is no question I and you. It is not that I am very severe and you are not severe. Anyone who will violate the government's laws will be punished. Who can deny it? It is not a question of I and you. Anyone. How you can become independent of the law? That is not right. You have to accept that.
Christians say that God is very merciful.
But mercy depends on Him. You cannot dictate Him. If I am merciful, that will depend on me. Whether I can show you mercy or I can condemn you. That will depend on me. Simply, on the basis of God is merciful, I can do all unlawful things. This is not practical. Merciful means it depends on me. or that I felt so mercy, or I felt very strong and sick. That is my way, freedom. I may show you mercy, I may not show. You cannot force me that you must become mercy. That is not mercy. God is really merciful. Otherwise, how you supply? If in the morning it was fog, now God mercifully has asked them, now give them some sunlight. Isn't that? He's merciful. And there is some sign, the sinful man and the past man, both in there. That is his mercy. When he bestows his mercy, it is for all of them. Either you are sinner or you are past. That is God's mercy. This time, the cloud, when pours water, it does not make any discrimination. In the sea, on the sea there is also rainfall. On the rocks also there is rainfall. But there is no necessity of that. Suppose there is very insensitive rainfall and rock. What is it? There is no use. It's simply waste. But God also waste. I like it. You don't require yours. In the ocean there is no need of water. But when the cloud pours water on the ocean also, and only on the land you can utilize. But God is so merciful, exactly, like the rain, cloud, He is so merciful. Where there is no necessity, there also be there, take rain. That is merciful. Without any discrimination, whether you want or not want, take it. That is merciful. You can show your mercy when there is scarcity of water. You can bring some tanks of water from other places and put here. But how long you do it? But when God is merciful, He will pour rain so in that quantity that everyone will benefit. That is God's will. You will have to spend so much money, labor to bring a few buckets of water from other place. Beyond that you cannot do anything. But God is so powerful, so great, that within a twinkling of, within few minutes only, immediately can overcast its cloud and overflow the whole craft of it. That is God's goodness. We have to understand God's greatness in that. If the sinful number of sinful men are great, God immediately starts a war. And within a few years, also, Russia finished, America finished, and Korea. What is greatness? In this way, try to understand how God is great. And never get to it. In mercy, He is great. In cruelty, He is great. If one's true, so cruelty, He is the greatest, cruel. No discrimination. All things. Don't mind women, children, or cats, dogs, all things. That is cruelty, greatness of cruelty. Then there is greatness of mercy, so that is good. Can you study in God, the greatness, how great is? at night you have so many lights for illuminate your city, home, and so many electric powerhouse going on. And God is so blessed with one son in Allah. There is no need of powerhouse. There is no need of matches. There is no need of this life, that life, that sunlight. That is it. I'm losing a second. Now night is going on. You see?
On the airport.
Yes. Immediately, sun comes out. Darkness is on. That is it. Do that, brother. Then you come to do God. Can you do it? Huh? Then, how can you have heard God? Rest there, something. Mura, Maranama. You cannot appreciate the greatness of God. Mura, the ashes. Anyone who does not appreciate the greatness of God, their act as Mura, as good as the ass. And rest of the mankind, Narayana. And their so-called scientific knowledge is useless. If by so-called scientific knowledge they want to defy God, then Mulha Narasama is useless.
Let's say a country takes full advantage of this slogan, in God we trust. Let's say a country takes full advantage of this slogan.
That is my question, where is that full advantage?
So suppose
they are remaining in the darkness. Why do you trust, first of all? Why do you trust? The only question is, why you are prepared to trust in God? If they ask, you must answer. If you cannot answer, then you are asked. It is good, even without knowing. But when the slogan comes from the government side, there must be full knowledge. Otherwise, the government is as good as common man. The government should be full of intelligence. My vote is there. You select the intelligent man. Otherwise, anyone can go. Cats and dogs, they also can go. Why is the voting system? That you select some intelligent man. So if you cannot answer your slogan, that you are not intelligent, you are unfit.
They've made the platforms that the man himself can solve all the problems.
And why do you trust in God? No, don't trust in God. That's the communist say. We don't trust in God. We shall do it. Also.
The forefathers who made up our slogan in God we trust, they were very unintelligent. They were very bad.
But you are intelligent where you are putting the forefathers' words. You have heard it. That means you are cheating people. You do not believe in, but you still write it. That means cheating. How do you write such things in which you do not believe? That means cheating? What do you think? If you write something which you do not believe in, are you not cheating?
But we'll work as a...
That means cheating. You take what? You are giving a piece of paper and it is written there $1,000. That means you are cheating in the name of God. He lets you. If you say, no, I don't want paper, give me gold dollar, then you are finished. your currency will be good. Immediately there will be good. That the government is cheating. Actually, it is cheating. What is the proof? Well, on this paper, little paper. Simply, I promise to say, governor and this. But it is unjustly. Yes, government is saying. They never pay, but so long the government goes on, it will work. That's all. Kicking will work. And as the government pays, it throws in the street. Nobody is careful. It has been practically proved in the last 2 hours in Germany. There was scarcity of food. And those who had bunch of currency notes, they went for one piece of bread, so many thousand marks. Nobody. So the paper has no value. But if we believe it is value, so far. Otherwise, the meaning of this paper, $1,000. So it is a kind of cheating. We trust in God. He is a very good man. You trust on him.
How can this practically be applied, though, to American society, this idea of trusting God? How would things change?
Like this, Krishna answers, provided. But it's not for America, for everyone.
How can you trust God if you don't know anything about it? First, you have to know something about God.
That is sense. If you do not know about somebody and you trust, what is it?
The
distribution of knowledge. Our distribution of books means distribution of knowledge to this rest of the mankind. Builder, this is the distribution of knowledge. Who is talking about that there is secretly, there is our books have been read.
Oh, that was in
Great case.
That was in East Germany. They had lit, and they passed Prabhupada's books around. One person has it for one night or three nights like this. It keeps going around, so they're very much in want of it. They can't get enough.
You see, how forcefully they're being kept into ignorance. And we want to give knowledge, they don't tell us. This is all. So anyway, it is good news. That our books have been read in that way. That means people are very eager, but they are being suppressed by the so-called government. What is the wrong that you cannot read these books publicly? Because there is God. And what is wrong? Yes, when I was in Moscow airport, as soon as the plane was on Gita, they called police. Custom check it. The police man was kind enough. He said, not serious offense. Don't send him in the concentration camp. They can do. In Russia, even if you are a foreigner, they can immediately send you to the concentration without any knowledge. They don't care for your embassy or yours. Such a rustic state. There is no civilized. They send their own man, such an important man, like that Khrushchev. They sent him the oblivion. Nobody knows where he is. Such a rascal law. Very difficult to deal with. People are simply under terrorism. The government is going on. In that sense, your American government is so nice. Everyone has got the liberty. But it is not terrorism.
But even in our government, the President Kennedy was killed and his brother was killed.
That in politics, that is why. Our Bhagavad Gita begins on the killing ground. Battle of Kurukshetra. Dharma Khetra Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra was a battlefield. But it is still Dharma Khetra. Why don't you see that? Now, the first word is Dharma Khetra Kurukshetra Samaveta Jujutsava. Jujutsava means fighting. So, why they have gone to the Dharma Khetra for fighting? So killing, fighting is not always religious. It is religious, otherwise, but it should go to Dharma Khetra.
Okay, how
the
fighting is religious, after all, is family feud.
That is your ignorance. At the beginning, Dharma Khetra, Kuru Khetra, Samavita, Jujutsava. Jujutsava means fighting. Two parties, there will actually be two parties. Pandava, Pandava, Mahamakasya, Kimakurva. Every word is significant. Fighting can be executed even in Dharma Khetra. That you cannot understand. Gandhi misunderstood. If it is Dharma Khetra, how that can be fighting? He wanted to prove non-violence, artificially. How is this possible? Krishna is instigating him to fight, and how can he make it non-violence? That is artificial. And if you want to explain something artificially, how will you do it? It will be very good. The Gandhi's philosophy of non-violence and reading of Bhagavad Gita meant to sin. Nobody is interested in that kind of explanation. And we are explaining Bhagavad Gita as it is, it is increasing. It is increasing. There is no artificial way.
What hope is there for Krishna consciousness in these countries like Russia and China where they are so wrathful?
Everyone will be beneficent. Simply you have to preach. You have to preach in the same way. That's why there is no necessity there also, the preaching is gone. you have to become like cloud. Therefore, you sing every day. Samsara dava nalavira loki. Tramaya karunna ghanadhanastam. Ghanadhanastam means this cloud. You have to become this cloud and forward. This blazing fire will you. When there is blazing fire in the forest, the small fire brigade, a bucket full of water will not help. It requires cloud, ghanadhana. Well, you have to do that. Pandi Guru, one who can do this, is Guru. Samsara Dava, Nalavira Loka, Pranaya Kalina, Ganadhana. How one can become so? Praptasya kalyana. One has received mercy, the Supreme Lord. He can do it. Cloud is formed by receiving mercy of the ocean. Cloud is never formed by receiving the mercy of tap water. You can say, here is also water. Not that water, the ocean water. What will you get by receiving the mercy of tap water? You receive the mercy of the ocean. Praptasya kalyana, gunar nava. Or nava means ocean. So, it will require something. If the cloud is there, bona fide, he can pour water and finish all blazing fire. Well, somebody was asking me to... Yes.
And so-called intelligent people in this country, like the professors in universities, they sometimes argue that the progressive values of life is to search for knowledge.
Yeah.
The quest of knowledge.
Well, there is the ultimate knowledge. That is God. You know, do you know it? You are still professing a professor. A learned scholar, but you do not know what is God. I'm sure you write, and God you trust. What is this nonsense? Where is your professorship? You explain God. Suppose I'm a layman, I'm asking why you have written in the bill, and God, please let me know what is God. Do you know? Then where is your knowledge?
They say they are looking for it.
That means you are not in knowledge. But still you are a professor. You become a student like me. Why you are occupying the post of a professor? That means you are cheating. You are calling yourself as professor, the teacher, and you do not know. Give up this post. Come to my position.
Immediately.
Yeah. Talk like sensible man. Don't teach others. If you have no knowledge, then you still will say, I am professor. Why are you teaching people?
They say that real knowledge is to know that there is no such thing as absolute knowledge, but simply this process of searching for knowledge.
No, that is ignorance. As knowledge, you are receiving, just like I have come to you, I am a layman. I come to you for knowledge. Unfortunately, you have not received knowledge from that source. Therefore, you are useless. I cannot have knowledge. Knowledge means to fetch it from higher personality. That is knowledge. Tadvijyanatham. Sa gurumeva avigacchati. Knowledge means you have to receive it from a superior person. Otherwise, there is no knowledge.
So, for example, if one is learning how to count or how to read.
Yes, he has to learn it from the teacher. 2 + 2 = 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, like that.
But actually, one can understand the absolute truth without such knowledge.
There is no such man. It is a nonsense. I don't know.
Without being able to count?
Without being able to count. Nobody can count unless he learns it from the teacher.
Oh, yes, but.
So therefore, knowledge you have to go to be a proficient man, a person. That is knowledge. You have to go to school and college. Gain knowledge at home. If you want to steal him, you have to learn it from a professional thief. How to cheat, how to steal. That is also another kind of knowledge. You cannot steal unless you become expert by learning how to steal from an expert thief. The knowledge means you have to receive it from higher authority. That is knowledge.
But if one has material desire, how does he change his desire for spiritual knowledge? If one is
that means you are cats and dogs. The dog has no intuition in it. Therefore, you are no better than the dog. The dog never comes to a spiritual master, give me some knowledge. Therefore, you are as good as the dog. That is your problem.
So all different aspects of material knowledge.
You have to learn from a superior person.
But now there's a distinction between two types of knowledge. If knowledge means understanding.
Well, any knowledge. If you want to get it, you must receive it from a superior person. That is the law. That I already explained. If you want to steal, if you want to become a thief, you have to learn it from an expert thief. For any knowledge, knowledge means you have to learn it from superior person. And what to speak of the knowledge of God. That is the ultimate knowledge. Yesterday we were speaking here. Krishnananda Maharaj learned how to make samosa. Now that knowledge is distributed. Every knowledge, you have to learn it from an expert. That is called Guru. Guru means expert. Heavy. Whose knowledge is heavier than yours. Can't you know? You have to learn it. Guru means heavy. Vedic invention is tadvijyanartham cha gurumeva avigacche. You must avigacche, this word is used, and the sense is must. Not optional. That I may go and may not go. No, you must. This is Vedic invention.
Can anyone understand that if you want to be a chemist, they study under another chemist, or a doctor, both of them, a doctor?
That is that foolishness.
That idea has been encouraged by
Krishna. Krishna's, if you want a son, you must have a wife. He wants to know, without wife, I will get a son. This is nonsense. Is it possible?
But Srila Prabhupada, without any desire, we have been given the heaviest duty. How is that possible?
But without any desire?
Without our knowing about Krishna, having any desire to become Krishna conscious, still we have been given the knowledge.
I don't follow.
You're saying that by Krishna's mercy, we're taken.
Everyone who is Krishna conscious, it is his duty to distribute it. It is his duty. You may, when I came here, I never came here because American boys or people wanted me. They did not feel any need of my presence. But I came here. Because it is my duty. My Guru Maharaj ordered me. So, one may think there is need or no need. It is the duty of Krishna conscious person to spread it. That's like the example I have already given. The cloud, the mountain, it does not want land. The sea does not want. But the crowd throws water everywhere.
If no one was thinking that they needed your presence, then how did some have come and some have not come? It is different.
You can say it is Krishna's desire. He wants that don't remain like cats and dogs. Be intelligent and come back to me, Krishna said. Sarvadharma and Sarvadharma, Amitam Saranam Vaja. So it is the duty of a devotee of Krishna to spread this knowledge so that they may take to Krishna. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand that those who are two-legged cats and dogs, they can't understand. That is the advantage, because they have got two legs. And when they, so long they had four legs, they could not understand. So here is a chance, two-legged. So give them some opportunity. That's all. You grow bitter melon also here?
We've tried this spring to, we can't get the seed to sprout. Is there
some... You don't get it from Mayapur?
We got seed, but it won't sprout.
Oh, due to the climate?
No, no. It's a very hard seed.
Prabhupada, perhaps the material scientist could help us make the seed sprout. I was thinking earlier how the farmer can put the seed in the ground, but he cannot actually make the seed grow. It's not the will of Krishna.
The situation is not favorable. This is proof that everything is a living entity. If you put the seed is not the tree. But when you put the seed on the ground, if the situation is favorable, the living, a particular living entity who has to take the form of that tree, he comes. And then it grows. That is the proof. It's very sex. It is not the secretion of the man and the ova. It creates a situation so that the soul may come and live there. And then there is pregnancy. It is not the matter. This is the proof.
Does that mean to some extent that the soul is dependent on the material conditions?
Yes.
Just like when
the... Who have pratita stoki? I know this, right? Purusha pratita stoki.
Just like when the body's no good, the soul has to leave.
Yes. That is the proof, that is so.
Purusha prakriti sohi bhukte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangrasya sarasat yoni janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species.
Support.
This verse is very important for an understanding of how the living entities transmigrate from one body to another. It is explained in the second chapter.
This is that method. As soon as the situation is to accept a dog's body. Now the dog is having sex, and the mixture of the two secretions creates a favorable situation, and the living entity is there, and he gets the dog. This is the truth. He is the same to get a dog body. So he is taking the opportunity, and he has this. He says, but the nature is bringing him. If here it is refused, then he will go to another place. Therefore, contraceptive method is simple. Going against the law. The situation is created for getting the body by another living entity. But he is translating that he will be punished. So many subtle things are there. What do they know? Did it?
It is explained in the second chapter that the living entity is transmigrating from one body to another, just as one changes dress.
This is translated. He spoke into this circumstance, so he gets this one. Our society. He is living in a room, but he has got time to be healthy. He says, well, then he authority gives him another room. All right, he goes. This is time for him. He must get his place according to his capacity, according to his quality.
This change of dress is due to his attachment to material existence. As long as he is captivated by this false manifestation, he has to continue transmigrating from one body to another. Due to his desire to lord it over material nature, he is put into such...
If he wants to remain in this material world, a creates a situation and continues his desire, then he has to. And when he understands that to live in this material condition is very troublesome, why should I live here? Then he has to stop answers and he goes back to him. And so long he desires, no, why not? If I remain in this situation, I will be happy. Then he has to get a body. Nature will do it all times. Get this body. If one is then pleased to get raw flesh, all right, why should he get it? Take this body, a tiger. Naturally, God is so kind. The Lord we are talking of God's mercifulness. So if you are thinking that it is a very happy life to eat without any discussion, anything. Now, immediately, God orders nature to give him body of a pig. He can eat him. Even up to stew. Here in this mind. Jantra Rurani Maya. This jantra, this vehicle, this body is given to him. Yes, now he can eat anything up to stay. True. And he is very pleased. He wanted it. Maktas Nasityanama Pohana. He does not hesitate or give any income. God is there, even within the heart of his kid. My dear kid, you wanted a body like this. You have now got it. Now he is here, is true. It is. And he will enjoy. So, the living entity in this material world, he wanted to enjoy around the monarch of all his heaven. So God gives him all facilities, whatever he wants you to do. Forgive us. Karanam guna sangasya. Sada sat janma jani. He wanted it. Therefore he gets different types of body. That is translation. But still, he comes and teaches, let's tell why you are suffering in this world. Give us this plan. Surrender to me. But he is making plan only. Just like in your country, there is everything opulent. The hippies are making plants instead of happy in this way. What can we learn? Everyone has got little independence. Little bit. So long we shall make plans to enjoy this material world. God will give us all facilities. All right. Enjoy. Not enjoy, suffer. But because he is compassionate, kind, merciful, very, still he comes and begs. You will tell why you are making plans. You have this. Then he will help. Because anyone is intelligent, he takes God's direction instruction and he becomes happy. Others go on making plans. He will give you facilities. That is God's time. They're enjoying the bars of the same feather, cloth together. They sit together, they fly together, they enjoy. That thing is enjoying.
He who is desired to lord it over material nature, he is put into such undesirable circumstances.
This is not wanted. He is spirit. He has nothing to do with this material world, but he wanted it. Or the real thing is that he wanted to enjoy by becoming the master. His servant, sometimes servants desire it. Why I become servant? Why not master? That is natural. But the natural position of being is his servant. If he remains servant of Krishna, then he is happy always. But because he desired to become master, so he cannot become master in the spiritual world. Because in the spiritual world, the master is one. So, he's giving the chance. All right, go to the material world and become a master. So that is the problem. So he's trying to struggle for existence and everyone is trying to become master. And everyone is in this spiritual knowledge that I am still sure. Still he is trying to become master. That's my mind. They have understood that I am not this body, I am Aham Brahmasmi. But I am the Supreme Brahma. The same disease is there. Master. Therefore they are thunder. Arudhatakshena param patam sato. Because the mentality to remain master is continuous. Even they are in the Brahma, merged into the Brahma, the mastership mentality is a huge fault. Again, because mastership exists and can be done in this material world. So many Maharaji sannyasis, they give up, this world is false, and they merge, so-called merge, but the mastership mentality is there. But in the void, simply spiritual life, he cannot do any mastership. Therefore again falls down in this false world. And he wants to be by becoming a leader of hospital, school, college, a Christian missionary. And our Vivekananda also imitated that. saw this, this is the material disease. He is actually servant, but he wants to become master. That is the difference. So he has to give up this mentality, mastership. Then he is making real progress. Sarva Padhi Vinimma Samtat Parasena Vinimma. If I am not master and servant, when he is fixed up on this platform, then he will be right. In other words, when he feels pleasure, transcendental pleasure, remaining the servant, that is the verse. When as soon as he continues the mentality that I want to be master, then he is in Maya. That mentality is just to give up. Or he has to understand that I am not Matra, I am Sarva. That is the verse.
Under the influence of material desire, the entity is born sometimes.
This is material desire. To try to become master. This is the root cause of material.
Under the influence of material desire, the entity is born sometimes as a demigod, sometimes as a man, sometimes as a beast, as a bird, as a worm, as an aquatic, as a saintly man, as a bug. This is going on. And in all circumstances, the living entity thinks himself to be the master of his circumstances.
Yet in this school, the one from this school, he is also thinking, I've got so much school to teach. He came master. I'm the monarch of all I say. I have got so much too. And you just take me one from this pool, put it in. No, no, no. Tell me again. This mastership mentality is there in Brahma, and the mastership mentality is there in the one of these two. This mentality has to be there. Then he becomes it. That is liberty. The bondage is that mastership mentality. The servant that is thinking falsely that he is master, just like your president Nixon. He thought, now I have become master of America, or president. But he forgot that he is servant. As soon as the people wanted, their kingdom. That he forgot that I am servant of the people. Everyone is servant, but falsely thinking I'm master. That is material disease. The best thing is that if I have to remain servant, why not become servant of Krishna? That's all. That is what. That is what material disease. Even by becoming a false master of the whole American country. I was not happy. I am now dressed down as a common man, Mr. Nixon. Then what is the use of becoming my master? It is our fault. This may become servant of this. Then it is fine. Instead of becoming a false master of the American country, let me a real servant of Krishna. That is liberation. Because at any stage of my life, to become master is false. That is not first. He has to be convinced that he cannot be master. The constitution is to remain servant. If you prefer to remain servant of the big populace in America, but you are servant, don't think you are master. That is sin. And soon comes mistake as master immediately, even in trouble. Is it not? Yes, sir. So give us this false notion that I am not. Then you know, all welfare is there. He teaches that ask to God by the Prabhu. Don't become master, but become servant. Prabhu means my Lord. Everyone, if you address each other, Prabhu, they get mastership mentality will be less. If you remember that I am not master, I am servant. Then?
How he is put into such different bodies is explained here. It is due to association with the different modes of nature.
That's right. To eat anything and everything. It is different association. You go to the restaurant, you eat the intestine of pigs. I've seen it. You get anything, you tell him, but you have learned it on account of association. Karanam guna sangas. And if he remains with this, this sangas, he eats kachori sangas, kribhava, kishtanana dhara. It is the association. By bad association, he'll have to eat up to the stool. Then?
One has to rise, therefore, above the three material modes and become situated in the transcendental position. This is called Krishna consciousness. Unless one is situated in Krishna consciousness, his material consciousness will oblige him to transfer from one body to another, because he has material desires since time immemorial. But he has to change that.
That is material desire. How to become master? So in different types, he's trying to become master. Just like the morning, the dog are barking. He has been master. They are coming. Whatever the little power he has got, he is assigning his master. Then come here. Same mentality.
The best change can be effected only by hearing from authoritative sources. The best example is here.
This is the authoritative source, sir. But you are not master, you are servant. Cultivate this. Don't try to become a master, false. That will never be successful. Remain servant of Krishna, alien. That is business of spiritual master. He gives the right information. Therefore he is respected from, because he does not cheat. But yes, you can become master, even God you can become. This is cheating. The real spiritual master says that you can never become master. That all is have that for his verses. He gives the right information. That is honor is for. Because he does not cheat. And the so-called spiritual mantra is cheating. That you take this mantra and give me some money and you become God. He's cheating is what. Spiritual master is to be worshipped. Why? Because he does not cheat. He gives the right information. That is his credit. Guru Sur Manavati, therefore, one should not take Guru as ordinary human being. Ordinary human being will cheat you. Or he'll give some information, he's cheating. But a guru, real guru, he'll not cheat you. Therefore he should be worshipped as God. Because God does not cheat you. Therefore, guru should not be taken as ordinary human being. Guru Sur Naramati. Now you see that he is like ordinary man. His son is calling his father. That's why. But because he's giving the right information, he's not ordinary. Therefore, he should be worshipped as God. That's why. He does not cheat. That is the test of this. He never says that you give me some bribe and you become God by meditation, transcendent. He never said. This is cheating. Why father is expected? Because he never cheats the son. Father is also a man, another man. Why father is? Because he's always within welfare of the son. He does not cheat sincerely, teaches him the reality. Then,
Arjuna is hearing the signs of God from Krishna. The living entity, if he submits to this hearing process, will lose his long-cherished desires to dominate material nature. And gradually and proportionately, as he reduces his long desire to dominate, he comes to enjoy spiritual happiness. In a Vedic mantra, it is said that as he becomes learned in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he proportionately relishes his eternal blissful life.
Yes.
Thank you.